Back in 1990, August of the 15th of 1990, I don't know if you remember, but that was a Wednesday. we went to church Wednesday night, Debbie and Pastor Debbie and I. We'd been married 2 years, just almost 2 years. And we were house-sitting for some friends of ours that went on vacation. And we went to church, and then Debbie was learning piano. And I don't know if we had our piano in our little apartment yet or not, but these house friends had a piano. Oh, yeah. And so she's just glad to get a chance to, you know, practice her piano. And so, because at home, at the apartment we had, that little shotgun place that you could spit and hit the other wall, that place, she didn't have any piano. She had an air piano. Did you draw it out or something, had a piano. Maybe a little too much echo, gentlemen. I don't know if you can hear that. But so she's practicing, and I couldn't hear anything. But thank God over there at this friend's house, I could hear something. And she was over there playing, practicing the piano, worshiping God. And so, because we got back from church on Wednesday night, and she
pulled me with my lessons, and I had to have a piano.
Yeah, you had to have a piano. So she's believing God, and thank God it showed up over at the apartment. We got a piano. But anyway, so she's worshiping God. This is Wednesday night after church. We came home, and she's just over there worshiping God. And so I thought, well, you know, she's worshiping God. I was sitting there on the sofa. I don't remember what I was doing, but I just decided I'm just going to get down I don't know why. I don't usually do that, but I just got down on my knees between the couch and the coffee table.
Yeah.
And just lifted up my hands worshiping God. And it seemed like maybe I was led to do that in hindsight, but I didn't think about it at the time. You ever been unconsciously led?
Yes.
So I got down on my knees, and I didn't know that the Lord was going to speak to me specifically about what he spoke to me about. He said to me, I've called you, given you a ministry of healing. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that just sort of, got my attention, you know. And so I wrote that down. Now, we had been helping in healing school there. This was 1990, and we'd been helping there. We'd just gotten started. I mean, we had been in the prayer and healing center taking phone calls, but we hadn't been in the healing center, the prayer and healing school of, you know, healing school involved. But we had just started there, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I've given to you, called you and give you a ministry of healing. And so I didn't know what all that meant, but I know a lot more now than I did back then. Thank God when you seek God about something he says to you, he talks to you. You get more information. Amen. Ask and you'll seek and you'll find. Ask and it'll get some answers. So I got the answers later. And as we I would sit back. We were starting to get involved in healing. I mean, in healing school, but we were starting to get involved in every now and then just doing a little exhorting, teaching. I hadn't done a lot of teaching yet. But we first time we were there in 1990, we taught. But I'll never forget it. I'd be over at, because there was morning and afternoon healing school sessions. And I'd get over in the afternoon session, and Brother Keith Moore was doing all the afternoon sessions, except for Fridays, and then they started having us fill in on Fridays, because he'd take off and go preach somewhere after his Bible school classes. And I'm sitting back there. Brother Moore, usually on Thursday afternoons, he would lay hands on the sick over there in PM healing school. Of course, anytime the Spirit led, he or anybody else would lay hands on the sick. But Thursday, just, you know, regular, he'd lay on the hands. So, he'd be back there week after week. Now, this started after the Lord spoke to me and said, I've given to you a ministry of healing. He said, he didn't say anything, but just Brother Morris would say he's going to lay hands on the sick, and my hands would start burning. Like I don't know, sometimes feel like pins and needles. Sometimes it felt like fire or something, like something hot in your hand or something. And I'm just thinking, well, I don't know. I just didn't want to make anything up, you know. And so I'm sitting, I thought, well, maybe just a coincidence. And it happened week after week. And I'm sitting back there, and I thought, well, I was sitting there sort of like this, and maybe I cut off the circulation, you know. I'm just naturally minded, yeah, just like you are sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
Besides that, I don't want to make anything up.
Yes.
You know, if you are a fraud, then people find that out.
Right.
And they should.
Yeah.
So, so that would happen week after week. In fact, I would begin to know when he's about done preaching. because or teaching, and because that anointing would come in my head. I think, my goodness. And I didn't want to call it the anointing yet, but that's what it was. And I knew, I started thinking, I think this is an anointing. And I said, I think he's getting ready to lay hands on the sick. Yeah. Now, I want you to notice what I didn't do. Brother Moore, the anointing's in my hands. No, that wasn't the purpose of it. I asked the Lord about it later, and he said, you ever notice the anointing came on Samson? If you read Samson's story, it came on him at his house before he ever got out there, you know, doing what he was called to do, which was slay Hamas. I mean, Philistines. The anointing would come on him at the house.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on. Come on.
There was no Philistines around. But that anointing was for strength.
Yep. Yes.
In battle.
Yes.
And the Lord said, I was just teaching him back there at the house what it was like for that anointing to come. He said, you don't want to learn out there whenever you got Philistines all around you. So I said, okay, so you're just training me. Anyway, so Brother Moore, and so that would happen week after week. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to talk to him about this. And sure enough, Brother Moore, he called me out I think he had already laid hands on the sick. And he called me out afterwards, and this is unlike him, to be honest with you. But he called me, he said, my name was Jay. He said, come up here. And so I went up there, and he said, stand out with your hands held out. And so I held my hands out, and that fire's burning in my hands.
Right.
It was burning whenever he laid hands on the sick, still burning. And so I held my hands out like that, and he put his hands in both of my hands and said, obey, obey. When you obey, there'll be an increase. And I went out. I laid there for a while. So, I mean, I'm laying there on the ground. I thought, well, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I understand now. This is confirmation. You know, maybe I'm a little slow because I just didn't want to make anything up. But maybe I'm a little slow. But right on the other hand, I know what the Holy Ghost is saying.
Yes.
Obey, lay your hands on the sick. Because
yes.
I had never done that. You might be surprised. You say, well, why weren't you? You were in healing school. Well, all we were doing back then was teaching the people. But I had never laid hands on anybody. So I said, all right, okay, I get that. Obey, obey. And when you obey, there'll be an increase. So I don't remember if it was the next week, but soon thereafter, in one of the services I was doing in AM Healing School, I called for a healing line. I said, well, let's do this.
Yes.
Somebody said, how do you do it? I don't know. I just do whatever I saw somebody else do. And started laying hands on people. And I always say, the second person I laid hands on had lupus and was completely healed. Praise the Lord. And so then we began to, you know, obey that. And since that time, the Lord's talked to me a lot about the healing anointing. He's talked to me and it's increased. Now, I'll be honest with you, the church here doesn't see it that much because we're really functioning more as a pastor. You understand? And this anointing's not in the pastor's office. We had it before the pastor's office. I mean, you know, you can figure that out. But right on the other hand, let's talk a little bit about it before we lay hands on people tonight. Would that be all right? Yeah, you want to understand some things about the healing anointing? Because when we lay hands on you, we're not going to pray for you. You say, why not pray for me? Well, because we're not here to pray to ask God to do anything. We're here to minister power that we're anointed with. Pastor Debbie's anointed with power too.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, but there's spiritual laws that govern the operation of that. So let's talk a little bit about it. Would be all right?
Yes.
Praise God. So, you know, we already know that, because like we were talking about this morning, that you can receive healing just by the word of God. Like some of these have talked about, the testimonies we've heard. And then like we were talking about this morning. And we had taught people in healing school before we laid hands on people. We had seen people healed. Through taking just the word. Remember, he sent his word and healed them. Psalm 107:20. So, not all healing has to happen through the laying on of hands. Sometimes people have a real narrow view of healing. They just think, well, it has to be somebody lays hands on, somebody that has a call, somebody that has an anointing, gifts of healings or something like that. That has to be in place for me to be healed. But that's a very narrow view. You can just take God at his word. Like we were talking about this morning, and receive your healing. Can you say amen? But go to 1 Timothy 4:14 and 15. Let's just look at some things. We're going to run through a few things here before we minister. And see and understand some things about the anointing. Would you be interested in that? Because if we can understand the laws that govern it, we can better cooperate with it. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 14 and verse number 15. Neglect not, this is Paul talking to Timothy, a young minister. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Does God do that? Absolutely. Sometimes when the laying on of hands, now this is actually Timothy's ordination service. And he said, when hands were laid on you, there was a gift given to you. There was an impartation given to you. And then he said, don't neglect that because look at verse number 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting, one translation says advancement and progress, may appear to all. So there's a progression. Whatever God endows, calls a minister to, he's going to equip him and anoint him to do what he's called him to do. God's just that way. He doesn't ask us to do anything on our own power. You included, none of us. Praise God. We all have something from the Holy Ghost to do what we're supposed to do, bring our supply to the body of Christ. And I think most of you probably know what that is in your life, maybe at least, you know, where that the phase you're at now. But he said here there can be progress. There can be progression of that. So he said, don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Give yourself wholly to it, entirely, in other words. Amen. So ministry gifts have anointings and equipment in their lives and really every believer, but we're talking about ministry gifts tonight, to stand in a particular place and minister in a certain way. Praise the Lord. And those endowments go along with that office. Then you find, and really whenever that endowment is in somebody's life, we call it an endowment. That's another word. If you look at Hebrews, I won't turn there, but if you want to write something down, Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 4, it talks about God bears witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Gifts is already, gifts there is not the same word usually translated gifts. It literally means endowments. Endowments, distributions or endowment. He's not talking about one of the manifestations of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit. He's talking about endowments that are on a minister to stand in that office. And that's a long teaching. If you want to get some more on that, Brother Hagin's got materials on that. But I think we need to understand some of this. And so when there's an endowment in somebody's life for ministry, that endowment is something that's going to manifest on a more regular basis to equip them to stand in that office. Amen. It may begin whenever they get filled with the Spirit. It might begin whenever somebody lays hands on them to ordain them. It might begin whenever it's, you know, somebody's going in from one phase into another. There can be endowments. I think some of you that are called to the ministry should hear this tonight. It's not just for what we're going to do tonight, but for those of you coming up in the ministry. They have a call to the ministry. Amen. So and so we need to talk about it, but that'll manifest on a more regular basis. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. So that ministry has to become skilled in that. And so to become skillful requires several things, which we won't maybe get into tonight. But we're talking about the healing ministry tonight. 1 Corinthians 12, 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. Concerning spiritual gifts. If you look at the actual Greek, concerning matters of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. What does that mean? That means he wants us to know. He wants us to have knowledge, have understanding about how these things work. Amen. If you have knowledge of how things work, you can be more skillful in cooperating with it and see more results. Amen. So verse 5 and 6 of this same chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 5 and 6, talks about diversities of administrations. That's the Greek word translated ministries all through the New Testament. There's differences of administrations or at differences of ministries. And then he said, verse 6, there's diversities of operations. So different ministers have different things on their life. Not only apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but in those fivefold ministry offices, each one of them is equipped differently. Like you might have two apostles and one have one equipment and another one have a different equipment, although they're both in the office of the apostle or the prophet or the pastor or any of them. That's why you see differences in the pastors. I've almost wept sometimes. I say, Lord, I see some of these real pure pastors. I mean, what I mean by that is that's their highest calling and there's not any other additional equipment on their lives. I see them sometimes and I almost weep. I said, Lord, I want to be more like that. But I ain't. Yeah. If you ain't, you ain't.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, some of you might have thought that. I wish he's more like that. Well, so do I. But see, you are what you are. You're equipped with what you're equipped with. Praise God. Amen. We need everybody in the body of Christ. So, but even in like different fivefold ministries, different ones of them are equipped differently. Thank God for that. Aren't you glad we're not all cookie cutter the same? I mean, if we were all the same, then all we would need is me and nobody else. But that ain't true, and nor do we want it to be true. Dear Lord, I don't want to be responsible for the whole body of Christ. Have to stand before the Lord and give an account for that. Anyway, so really, the difference is, well, I don't know if I should get into this. In fact, I'll just skip over that. If you're interested in it, come talk to me after the service. But let me just say this, that Jesus is over these ministries. You notice there in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 6. Let's go over there. In fact, I was trying to avoid it, but look at that. Verses 4 through 6, 1 Corinthians 12. There are diversities of gifts, but it's the same what? Say circle spirit. Then he said, there are verse number 5, there are differences of ministries, but it's what? The same what?
Lord.
Circle Lord. There are differences, or it's the same Greek word, diversities or differences, of operations, but it's the same who?
God.
So we got the Holy Ghost, we got Jesus, and we've got God involved in things that pertain to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is over the manifestations of the Spirit, meaning the nine manifestations of the Spirit. But Jesus is over the ministries, the fivefold ministry offices. And God's the one that decides how each one operates, because it's going to operate one way through one and another way through another. Diversities of operations. Like take word of knowledge, for example. I've had word of knowledge come to me, and I don't know if I never sat down and really thought about how many, but there's four or five, I probably think of four or five different ways the word of knowledge has come to me. Sometimes just an inner revelation. Sometimes an angel stands right here and says it. That's diverse. You know, usually comes right up out of here, but sometimes there's a diverse operation. Sometimes I've had words of knowledge in dreams. You know, sometimes I've had word of knowledge, I spoke it out by the spirit of prophecy. Different ways it comes. Amen. Who controls that? God controls that. Praise God. But see, Jesus is over the fivefold ministry offices. Do you see that? Differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. Jesus is the Lord. That's who that's talking about. Amen. Praise God. Are you out there this evening? Are you a little bit quiet tonight? But the Lord said to me, I've given to you a ministry of healing. Now, I've meditated on that and thought about that and thought and said, Lord, tell me what that means. Well, obviously, how Brother Moore confirmed it and I experienced it. I didn't really need it confirmed, but in my immaturity at the time, you know, the Lord helped me out. Yeah. But obviously, it included an endowment, an anointing to minister to the sick.
Amen.
Now, I was down in Brazil in August, I believe it was August of 2012. Excuse me, July of 2012. This was 3-4 months, July, August, September, October, 3 months before Dr. Dufresne went to heaven. We were down there with Pastor Ike and I were down there. I don't think you went with us on that trip to my knowledge. But I know it was Pastor Ike and I and Pastor Nancy, Dr. Dufresne, and Grant Dufresne. We had one of the most funny things that ever happened in ministry happened on that trip, and I won't tell you that now either, because that'd get us off course. But Pastor, tell that story again. She'd tell it again, we all just laughed. Dr. Dufresne is a hoot sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
He and Jesus probably up there slapping their hip and saying things together. But anyway. But so I'm down there and I wasn't preaching. Dr. Dufresne was preaching. 2000. He went to heaven in 2013. Yeah, so it would have been a year. Sorry, a year and 3 months. I apologize. So we were preaching. He was preaching, and I'm just along just to support, pray, believe in God, and learning, and so forth. And I'll never forget in the hotel room, the Spirit of God spoke to me one day because I was meditating on this call, this healing ministry that He had called us to. I was meditating on that. He said here, remember 1 Timothy, meditate upon these things. Meditate upon these things. If God's called you, meditate on that. Meditate on that anointing. Study that in the Word of God. Study others that stand in that office.
Yeah.
Amen. Meditate on it.
Amen.
Right?
I got it.
Yeah. So whenever you meditate, God will speak to you. So I was meditating on it, and this is what the Lord said. He said, I'm going to just quote it like He said it to me. Y'all still glad you came tonight? And so He said, when I spoke to you about your ministry of healing on August the 15th of 1990, I was not talking to you about what I said in Mark 16, 17 through 18. Every believer would operate in. One who has a ministry of healing is especially endowed by the Spirit in the area of ministering healing to the sick and is used in that area on a more continual basis. The ministry of healing is gifts of healing. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. The ministry of healing is gifts of healings and or the tangible healing anointing. Amen. Those with a healing ministry stand in a ministry office. Amen. Of course, in my case, it ended up being, I don't remember at that time, but it ended up being a tangible healing anointing and gifts of the Spirit, gifts of healings. Many of you know this, that because many of you have experienced this, but the gift of healing that works in one of them, that works in my life, is for bones and joints. And if you were to add up all the healings under our ministry and put them into categories and then calculate, probably more people heal of bone and joint problems than any other thing in our ministry. Probably everything else combined, I guess. I don't know for sure, but I would guess so. Praise God. That's a gift of healing. Thank God for it. Easiest thing in the world. Easiest thing in the world to get rid of joint pain, arthritis. Easiest thing in the world. But that came on us, I believe it was 1998 down in Florida, Apopka, Florida. Apopka, Florida, I think. Well, that was that other pastor. But anyway, down there close to Orlando. It doesn't really matter, does it? We were down there preaching, and we had a camp meeting. The pastor had us. This pastor loved us. We loved him. We had good fellowship. But anyway, he had us down there, and we were preaching all week for him, a camp meeting all week. And so I don't remember one of the nights, a couple nights into the meeting, called for a healing line, laid hands on the sick. And so I was going down the line. I'm coming this way. I'm going from here. I'm laying hands on the sick. All of a sudden, I get about a person or two away from a man standing here. I didn't know him. He's a member of this church. But the pastor told me all about him later, but I had no idea what his condition was. But I'm maybe two people away from him. I'm laying hands on somebody, and I get ready to lay hands on the next person, maybe a person away from him. And whenever I did, there came a surge of power from heaven. It just went whoo, like that. And and whenever it hit me, the power hit me. Not the person in front of me, but this man that's a person away, just like he just went phew, and fell out under the power. Well, I didn't know what he came up for, but later on, I found out he came up for healing in his bones and joints because he had already lost it or stopped working because he couldn't work anymore because his bones and joints are just getting stiff. It's so painful he could hardly move, and so he had to quit working. And we were there for the rest of that week, and he testified. He said, I couldn't hardly move. He said, I couldn't even go out in the yard and throw a ball with my boy anymore. He said, and the doctor said to me, I don't know what, there's a name for that kind of arthritis. I don't know if you know anything about that. But the doctors told me, whatever position you want to be in, whether it's sitting or laying down, spend most of your time in that position, because whatever position, once you finally get stiff, that's where you won't be able to get out of that position. like if it's sitting in a chair. He's going to be, you know, permanently. You could pick him up by his arms or his shoulders, and he'd be like he's sitting in a chair. He wasn't that way yet, but the doctor said that's where you're going to get to. And so, anyway, when that power hit me, amen, and then he fell out. That condition was completely removed from his body, and he was completely healed. He's walking around, no pain at all. In fact, by the end of the week, he had his job back. Hallelujah. And he was restored physically where he could move without any pain. Now, actually, the Lord told me later it was an evil spirit in that case. Not everybody that has a condition is an evil spirit. But in that case, it was an evil spirit. That thing left him. Well, I just rejoice. You know, I thank God. I didn't think anything about it until years later. Because from then on, I mean, I don't know about you, but things can happen sometimes and you don't think much about. When did that start? But from then on, we had this ministry of ministering to people with bone and joint problems or arthritic conditions or something like that. But I never thought about when did that start. And back in from about 2010 to somewhere around 2012 or 13, in that phase, the Lord talked to me more about ministry and more about the phase that we were in and more about the equipment that's on our life than all the rest of our lives combined. All the rest of our time here on the earth combined. Just told me a tremendous amount of things. Things that I never knew. I mean, some things he was saying, I'm going, oh yeah, I should have known that. But that was one of the things he said. He said, you want to know whenever that healing and that endowment came on you for ministering to people with bones and joints? Yeah. I said, yeah, I never thought about it. When did that come? He said, remember that boy, that man down there in Florida? I said, that came on you and he fell out? I said, yeah, I remember that. He said, that's whenever that endowment came on you.
Praise God.
I'm like, ringy dingy.
Praise God.
Amen. Pastor Joe Heber, yeah. It wasn't a popka, but it's right there. Can you see it? What's the name of that town? Anyway, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for healing endowments.
Yeah.
Healing endowments.
Yeah.
But see, that's different than the tangible healing anointing.
Yeah.
That healing endowment is for one category of disease or infirmity. If you look it up in the Greek, in the 1 Corinthians 12, gifts, plural, of healings, plural. There's more than one gift.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You ever seen, this is not the fruit of the Spirit, but it's a similar thought. You ever seen some fruit, there's just one hanging, like apples, oranges, just one. But some fruit, there's a cluster, like grapes or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the way these gifts of the Spirit are, although it's the fruit. It's not the fruit, excuse me. I don't want to confuse you. But see, some of them are just one, like word of knowledge, that's just one gift. But yet some of them are gifts of healings are plural. There's all different gifts of healings. Somebody said, how many are there? I don't know. I don't know. I guess there's as many as there are diseases. I don't know. I would assume so, maybe. When we get to heaven, you can ask that question. I got so many other ones to ask. Maybe you can come tell me what he said whenever you ask him. But I would assume so.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
God's got an answer for every one of man's ills. Praise the Lord. But that's not the same as the tangible healing anointing that came whenever in August the 15th of 1990. The tangible healing anointing will heal any sickness or any disease. You find that in the Gospels. Jesus gave the apostles the tangible healing anointing. And that healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Yes.
But gifts of healings won't heal all manner. It'll only heal that one that the gift is for. Amen. Now, why, when Philip was down there preaching in Acts chapter number 8? When Philip was preaching in Samaria, they gave heed to him, seeing and hearing the miracles, which he did. Remember? For then it lists the diseases that were healed. And it was only in one category. It was palsy, which was crippling arthritis, and in that category. It was just sort of like it's maybe something like I have. I don't know. It was something like that probably. And it was the only one category. And then whenever they got born again, because all those miracles, then they wanted to get filled with the Holy Ghost, and he called for the apostles.
Yeah. Right.
Philip was a deacon, and God turned him into an evangelist.
Yeah.
And whenever it came time to lay hands on him to get filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, Philip could have done that in faith. He could have just laid hands on him, got filled with the Holy, you know, in faith, just as a point of contact.
Yes, sir.
He could have done that in faith. They could have got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That's the way I was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
people, just believers. Showed me the word and said, we're going to lay hands on you. You're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I took off like a freight train. I sounded like a really good Pentecostal. But I still had a Mennonite haircut. See, they laugh at my jokes, so that's why I'm over here. Hallelujah. But he called for the apostles at Jerusalem. Why? Because they had a tangible anointing. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. He didn't have that tangible anointing. He could have prayed for them in faith. But how many of you know if you need something moved and you got a lawn tractor or a bulldozer, you ought to go get the bulldozer. Yeah. And the apostles with that tangible anointing, they were the bulldozers. So they came down there with that tangible anointing.
Yeah, come on.
And they could impart the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And they did.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, that's just all free. Now, the Lord said to me, what I gave you on August 15th of 1990 was not what I said is in, remember, Mark 16. You remember that? Y'all still glad you came this evening? So what is he talking about? What is Mark 16? Go over there, 17 and 18. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter number 16, verses 17 and 18. Praise the Lord. Look with me at that. Verses 17. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Underline that because that's the key right there. In my name. Praise God. How are these things done? They're done by believers. Some of these believers would be called to the ministry, but most of them not. But these signs will follow them that believe. These are believers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. How are they going to do this? In his name. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. That's how Philip did what he did. You go look at that 8th chapter there. And Philip, he preached Christ unto them. And they gave heed to the signs and wonders because of the signs and wonders, which he did in Jesus' name. You look it up. It says he did it in Jesus' name. In other words, he said in Jesus' name. In other words, he never laid hands on anybody. He didn't have the ministry. See, if you don't have the tangible healing anointing, you can lay hands on people because this verse is going to talk about it. But it's not to impart anything. It's a point of contact.
Yes.
As there's a point. Say, right now we're going to release our faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now somebody said, "Well, I'm not a five-fold ministry office, and I've laid hands on people at times and had and sensed power flowing out of me. That's fine. God can do anything He wants.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not going to be a ministry.
Right.
Y'all following me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that mean you stand in a five-fold ministry office.
Right.
Praise God. I believe it was just this past week. You were up with your sister. She hadn't eaten, was it 3 weeks? Had they feeding her intravenously or something? I don't know. Yeah, but she wouldn't take it. And she's at death's door. And you, your sister was it? Her husband, your sister's husband. And they got in the room praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worshiping God.
Yeah.
And the power fell.
Praise God.
She was down at death's door. Her sister was down at death's door. She's not today. The power fell. Next morning, she fell asleep. The sister fell asleep. And the next morning, she woke up, sat up, started eating.
All right.
And the doctors let her out of the hospital. She's at home. Was it today? Well, that day you sent the email. Well, she went out and wanted to go out and enjoy the sunshine. That's what believers ought to be doing.
Yes.
Amen. Come
on now.
Amen.
Woo! I'm telling you, believers, but ministers don't have the corner on the power of God.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody said, well, I don't know if I should lay hands on the sick or not. This verse said to you, believers, look here, Mark 16, verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes.
Now, probably most of the time, that's just going to be a point of contact with no transfer of power. But God can do whatever he wants.
Yes.
You, the way you testified was, you were there praying, all of a sudden the anointing hit all of you. Woo!
Glory.
Praying's for all believers.
Yes.
Getting filled with the Holy Ghost is for all believers.
Yes.
Power falling is for all believers.
Amen.
And it's not just for church.
That's right.
God can do whatever he wants. But right on the other hand, they might not, you know, be used regularly on that every day, or, you know, like ministers might be. Amen. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
I wish I could explain. There's things if I had the time, I'd take some more time and explain why. I'll just say it. I'll just say one line. And if you're hungry enough, you'll get more information about it. The believers don't have the gift of healing. They have the manifestation. You read 1 Corinthians 12, it's not the gift that is given to profit with all. It's the manifestation that is given. When it comes to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 later, talking about ministries, he said, have all gifts of healings? Not all do. But the implication is some do. They have it. They have the gift. Ministers have the gift. I mean, if they're in doubt along that line. Believers don't have the gift. They have the manifestation.
That's
in other words, and that's as he wills.
Yes.
That's all I'll say about that.
That's good. Come on.
He said, I don't want you to be ignorant about things that pertain to the Holy Ghost. Now, you can have these things in operation. I don't have Shekiah. I'm having a good time. That's what I said in tongues. I'm having a good time. But you think I'm making that up. I'm not making that up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Manifestations. Everybody say manifestations. There as he wills. There as he wills. For when it comes to all believers, God can do he can use anybody he wants. Praise God. Sometimes there's nobody else available, so he just uses a believer. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
You ought to be available.
Yes, amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. But now, when I spoke to you about your ministry of healing on August 15th, 1990, I was not talking to you about what I said in Mark 16, 17, and 18, which every believer would operate in. One who has a ministry of healing is especially endowed by the Spirit in the area of ministering healing to the sick and is used in that area on a more continual basis. In other words, a more regular basis. The ministry of healing is gifts of healings, that's 1 Corinthians 12, 28, and or the tangible healing anointing, Matthew 10, 1 or Luke 9, 1, where Jesus ministered and gave the apostles power. Now, the Luke 9, 1 says authority and power. Hallelujah. To cast out devils and to heal the sick. Power. That's what went out of Jesus in Mark chapter number 5 when the woman with the issue of blood touched him. That was not a manifestation of the Spirit because Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Gifts of the Spirit don't work by faith. They work as the Spirit wills. But this tangible healing anointing, which will heal any sickness or any disease, it works by faith. Jesus said so to the woman with the issue of blood. Thy daughter, thy faith has made you whole.
Come on.
Are we learning anything tonight?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's trying to get it down. Praise the Lord. I mean, if you're going to be flowing in these things, you need to understand. So what is this all about? Jesus is saying this to me. What is this all about? So when the Spirit of God said that to me in Brazil, that he had given that to me, he said, it's not found there. That's not what Mark 16 is talking about. What found in Mark 16 is what every believer operates in, should be operating in.
Yeah. Amen.
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 The laying on of hands by the laity is just simply a point of contact. Somebody said, well, I've done that and I've had power flow. Fine, God can do anything he wants. You do have the Holy Ghost in you, don't you? And on you, if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But that's not necessarily going to happen all the time where you'll minister power to the sick. Amen. But in ministries that have a ministry along this line, that's an endowment for them to stand in that ministry. I trust you're understanding what we're talking about. Hallelujah. Now, when God gave me the tangible healing anointing, He wanted me to minister to the sick. He didn't say pray for the sick. He said, I've given you a ministry of healing. In other words, I'm to minister healing by the tangible anointing. Does that make any sense? Now, others have this too. They have to explain how God uses them. I'm just explaining how God uses me. Amen. And so whenever we lay hands on the sick, we impart healing power. Something is being ministered. You understand that? Something was not being prayed for. It's being ministered. And something is being imparted. Hallelujah. Now, prayer for the sick is scriptural. Isn't that right? James 5 talks about Isaiah's sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. I'm not saying prayer is not scriptural. And there he's saying anoint them with oil. And oil is a type of the Holy Ghost. Well, if you have the fulfillment of the type, you don't need the oil. You understand what I'm talking about? So it's not the oil that heals the sick. It's either the prayer of faith or the mixing of faith with the tangible healing anointing. Hallelujah. I enjoy getting into this because we don't do this in church. We do it. I might have to stay till 12 midnight here to get this all out. Some people need healed in their bottoms by the time we're done. But anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, this is ministry to the sick. Amen. Now, what, like the woman with the issue of blood had to receive that. She received that ministry by faith. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. Somebody can lay hands on you, like Brother Hagin said, till they rub the hair off your head. Or the wig, depends on what you got. We won't look at anybody specifically. Amen. But unless you mix faith with it, nothing's going to happen. Amen. Now, let's talk a little bit about this. Now, you don't have to have somebody to minister, somebody who's anointed with healing power, to minister to you to be healed. Just take what we preached this morning. Just know what God said. Believe it. Mix faith with it. Say, that's it. I got it. You know, there's about, let me see if I got them listed here. I think I can find them. I don't know if I can find it real quick. There's a number of different ways that God will minister to the sick. There's the laying on of hands as a point of contact, not necessarily in transfer of power. There's the laying on of hands to transfer healing power. Then there's the anointing with oil. We just referred to that. Then there's the prayer of faith. We just referred to that in James 5. Then there's the prayer of agreement. Remember Matthew chapter number 18, the prayer of agreement. Then there's the command of faith. In other words, Jesus rebuked Peter-in-law's mother's fever. Amen. He wasn't laying hands on her. Well, I think actually it said he did also. But he's operating in two different ways there. But he's speaking to it. At times he never did lay hands on people. And commanded the disease to leave. That's the command of faith. We need to understand more about that. Praise the Lord. So, gifts of healings is another way God ministers healings. Or just knowing what the Word says. Like we were talking about this morning. There's enough faith. That word that was preached this morning, there's enough faith in last night. There's enough faith in the room to blow cancer right out of people's bodies. If you would act on it, release it. Release your faith. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know. I'm not too interested in church as usual anymore. I'm just wanting to have blowouts. Amen. Praise God. But you don't have to have another minister to you to be healed. Amen. Healing can be received directly from God through His Word without another person involved. Amen. It's not absolutely required that you have somebody lay hands on you or somebody minister to you. We've had people call us and say, is anybody there got the ministry of healing? I want somebody to lay hands on me. I remember, Ann, you took a call like that one time. And you said, well, sure. Was she out of town? Lived at a distance maybe. And so, but she said they didn't want to come unless it was worth it, you know. She thought somebody had to lay hands on her. Yeah. And she said, well, our pastors have that. But you don't even need that.
Yeah.
Well, she just couldn't understand that.
Yeah.
Actually, it got a little bit perturbed at you, I think. But anyway, that's not absolutely necessary. You just get it by the word, right?
Yes.
God moves in all different ways so that people can receive on whatever level they come to God on.
Yes.
Some people aren't on the level where they just like take this morning what the word said and just take it and say, I'll take that, that's mine.
Yes.
But they can hook up with the laying on of hands.
Yes.
And believe that power goes in. Well, fine. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Unless God says something different. You know, I've had times where I wanted somebody to minister to me, but God said, no, this is what you're going to do. You're going to change this.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now we're growing up. Anyway, so you got to realize that whether it's through another person who has maybe tangible healing anointing or gifts of healings, or whether it's through the word, it came from God.
Yes.
Say it out loud. It all comes from God. And we have to keep our faith in him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But then if you don't know how you got it, you don't know how to keep it. Gifts of healing sometimes, in fact, most people don't know that some of the major healing evangelists, not only of the healing revival, but even in our day. Yeah. Brother Hagin's gone to heaven now, but before he went to heaven, they called him and said, you know, we have these big arenas full of healing campaigns, full of healings. I mean, just healings by the bushels.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank God for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting people saved and so forth, healing and I'm thinking of this one, healing evangelist.
Yeah.
But they called Brother Hagin and they said, what should we do? Because most of the people that are healed in our meetings lose it.
Right.
What do I need to do? Brother Hagin said, well, you're ministering by gifts of healings. And those people don't know how they got it, so they don't know how to keep it. See, the devil's going to come for what you receive from God. He's going to try to steal it from you.
That's right.
You need to be aware of that.
Yes.
Jesus said, that which you have, hold that fast which thou hast.
Yes. Come on.
He said to another man there whenever he was ministering, he said, sin no more, that's the worst thing, come on you.
Yeah.
Things can come back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
They will try to come back. Jesus said it'll try to come back. You got to have something, you got to have enough of the word in you whenever it comes back to be able to say, no, I'm not taking that.
Yeah.
So you need to, you know, the best is that you go to a church that flows in the power of God, plus has preaches and teaches the word.
Yes, amen.
Word and spirit. Anybody heard of that before?
Yes, come on.
It's almost like I've heard of that before somewhere.
Yeah. Come on, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm having so much fun, I'm just losing track of time. I don't know what time I started preaching. I'm probably kind of half in a cloud up here. That's about the truth about it. Praise God. So, but if you don't know how you got it, you don't know how to keep it. So they asked me this, I'm thinking of this one healing evangelist. Everybody would know his name if I called him. He called his name. He said, called Brother Hagin, what do I do? Because so many people are losing it. Well, Brother Hagin said, they're getting healed by gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Thank God for gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, right on the other hand, there's different levels of fruit. No fruit, fruit, more fruit, much fruit, and there's fruit that remains. I want fruit that remains.
Yeah.
So, Brother Hagin said, this is what you need to do. He said, name particularly Norval Hayes, because he knew this ministry respected Norval Hayes. He said, you need to have Norval Hayes come, and you do morning sessions. See, these are all evening crusades. Do morning sessions. And have Brother Norval Hayes come and teach the people their redemptive right to healing and how to walk by faith and lay hold of it and keep it.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, did he do it? No. He didn't do it. He's just going to continue with fruit that doesn't remain. And that's what he's had.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, thank God for his ministry, but there's higher levels of fruit.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now go over to Matthew's gospel. This keeps coming to me. Need to go to this here. I believe the Lord wants to say this before we lay hands on people. Matthew's gospel, the 14th chapter. Look at verse 34 and 35. Or 34 through 36, 14th chapter of Matthew. Praise the Lord. Matthew 14, verses number 34. All right, let's back up to another verse. Let's go back to verse 33. This is right after Jesus walked on the water. Look at verse 33. When they were in the ship, came worship, saying, "Oh, truth, thou art the Son of God." Okay, verse 34. Excuse me. Then, when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. When the men of that place had knowledge of him, underline that, had knowledge of him. They sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole, healed of those diseases. Praise God. I said, praise God. The thing that stands out to me in that passage the most is that statement, when they had knowledge of him. When they had knowledge of him. What on earth is that talking about? Well, I think you can get a little idea of what knowledge they got of him because of what they did when they got that knowledge. What did they do? They sent people, you know, everywhere to bring the sick, bring the sick. Had knowledge of something along the line of the anointing to heal the sick.
Yes. Amen.
Now, Brother Hagin, in a vision that he had of Jesus said to him in the vision, and people said, well, we don't know if that's true or not. Brother Hagin said, well, you don't have any scriptures that say it's not true. But in the vision, Jesus said to Brother Hagin, everywhere I went, the first sermon I preached was there in Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord's on me, he's anointed me. He preached the anointing everywhere he went. He said, that's the first, he told Jesus in the vision, I mean, excuse me, told Brother Hagin in the vision, Jesus told Brother Hagin in the vision, that's the first sermon I preached everywhere I went.
Amen.
Now somebody said, well, do we know that, we don't have any scripture for that. Brother Hagin used to always say, well, you don't have any against it. But you know, there is actually a scripture about it.
Amen.
Actually a scripture about it. We know to Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We know that. Yeah. But just back up. That's verse 38. Back up to verse 36, 37. It says that word which was published throughout all Judea.
All right now. Right.
Was published through all Judea. Yeah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
How did it get published? Jesus preached it.
Yes. Amen.
Everywhere he went, he preached it. Jesus said in that vision, that's what he did. He preached it. And that would publish it.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And so what he said in Luke 4 in his own hometown, he said that everywhere.
Yes. Right.
Now look at here. When they had knowledge of him, how'd they get that knowledge? He went over there and preached that.
Yes. Yes.
He went over there and told them that the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me. And he might have told testimonies.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now think about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
Remember the Bible said, she touched she pressed through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment.
Yes.
For she said,
yes.
If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Yes. Come on. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the Lord. I understand that. The Muskiteki echo. Oh, my God. But, I know that, Lord. It won't be lost in the name of Jesus. So, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
She mixed faith, that woman with the issue of blood mixed faith with that anointing.
Yes.
Jesus said to her, your faith made you whole.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Where'd she get that faith? And what did she do when she got that faith? She didn't say, Jesus, say something. She said, I just got to touch him. Why? Because of the law of contact and transmission.
Yes.
That power, whenever contact is made, that's why laying on of hands is necessary if you've got a tangible healing anointing. Because it's the laying on of hands that transfers that power.
Yes. Yes.
Now, not to somebody that's not believing, but for somebody that's believing.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 It will all come to pass.
It will all come to pass.
It will all come to pass. I keep seeing. I got to tell this. It's what I'm so moved by. I don't remember. I got the date here in my computer somewhere, but I had a dream. And I saw a team of us, ministers. I saw who's on the team. And I saw us traveling together all over the United States, ministering with this power and tremendous signs and wonders. Amen. And it kept growing and it kept growing. It kept growing and it kept growing. Finally, it went into big arenas. And people were coming by the multitudes. And power of God was flowing. Amen. And I woke up right after one of the meetings is it finally got to big arenas, and I could see the power of God flow. I saw what happened, and it was a very interesting situation. I could tell there's a whole lot more to it, but anyway. And so the meeting was over, and we're all walking out. It was one of those you had to walk up the steps, you know, to get out of the arena, and we're walking out. And some people were just basking. The crowd was pretty much yet basking in the glory of what was happening. The power of God was flowing along these lines, healings and even other things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The great harvest will be reaped.
Yes.
Word and Spirit's going to the forefront.
Yes.
But as we walked out, now, you take this or leave it. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Some of you might have problems with it, but that's your problem. Go ahead and dry up on the vine and be a spiritual dud.
Come on now.
But as we walked out, we're walking past some people. A lot of people still in the arena. They're just basking in the presence of God. And we walked past, and I walked past some people that apparently had been in Brother Hagin's meetings. Because I heard one of them say to the other, "We haven't seen it like this since Brother Hagin went to heaven."
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will not be lost.
It will not be lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Anyway, the woman with the issue of blood, what did she do? She said, "Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole." What did she do to release her faith? She didn't say, "Jesus, give me what the word said." She said, "If I can touch." See, that tangible power was what she heard. Remember back in, verse 25, verse 27, whichever verse it is. It says, when she had heard of Jesus. When she had heard of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which verse is that? I don't know. Maybe you didn't turn there. But when she had heard of Jesus, verse 25, Mark 5, 25, 27, one of those in there. Certain one in a certain place said, right?
Yeah.
Amen. When she had heard of Jesus, what did she hear? She heard about that anointing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She heard that him tell about that anointing, or somebody tell about him telling about that anointing, or heard about the testimonies.
Yes.
Praise be to God. We're going to do this meeting this healing meeting. We're going to do this more often.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. And those four friends are coming here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Nancy kind of mentioned it limitedly up there in Canada. She talked about teams. Praise the Lord. I'm just opening the window a little bit, let some light in so you can start believing God with us. Start praying and believing God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, the woman with the issue of blood, she heard of Jesus. Verse 27. She had heard of Jesus. Praise God. She came in touch because of what she heard.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And so that's where she got her faith, what she had heard. And she got faith to touch. She got faith that the power of God was on him. Now, Jesus didn't control that power. You read it, and she came in the press behind, touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She was healed of that plague. Notice. And Jesus, immediately knowing that virtue means power, in the Greek it's dunamis power, had flown out of him.
Yep.
He turned about in the press, who touched my clothes?
Yep.
Power had, notice how it says that. He immediately knew that power had already, not was right now, had already, it had flowed out. So by the time Jesus knew it, it had already gone out, which means he didn't have the time to say, wait a minute, we got to stop and pray and see if this is the will of God. He wasn't controlling that. Whether that flowed or not, he wasn't controlling that. The people's faith was controlling that.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you glad you came tonight? Praise God. So thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. So when a person has a tangible healing anointing, then they automatically have a ministry of laying on of hands. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know how long I've preached. I'm just kind of about half drunk. I don't quite know for sure where I am. I mean, I know I'm in Cedar Rapids, but amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I like something that happened. I heard T.L. Osborne tell this story. You know who T.L. Osborne was? He's one of the generals of the previous generation. And thank God for him. I've been actually watching him more on, you know, YouTube and stuff here lately. But he said, I heard him tell this testimony. I only heard him tell it once. He said he was over in, because he ministered a lot in Africa in the mass crusades, you know. And he was over there preaching. But you know how they do those. They put out these big advertisements all over the nation or the city. You know, healing evangelists coming, tangible healing power, whatever. You know, they just announce the meeting so that the people know about it, yes. Right? And so you know how they get these posters up everywhere. Over there especially, it's posters. Now social media helps, but they still do a lot of posters and big banners. I mean, you land, if you go with me to Nigeria sometime, you land in Nigeria, there'll be big, not of ours, but meetings all advertised everywhere. You're coming out of the airport, big old billboards, you know. Well, that's what they did with Brother T.L. Osborne. Anyway, so Brother T.L. Osborne told this story. He said one time he was, they had prepared and announced the crusade, advertised and everything, and he landed in the country, and the pastors that were coming together to put on the meeting, they came to meet him at the airport, and so there's a big entourage there. And they're walking from the airplane to the, you know, the car, getting the baggage and everything. But they're walking to go up to the baggage, I think. And whenever they, all of a sudden, Brother T.L. said, he's walking and talking to these ministers. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, power came surging through his whole being. The anointing hit him. Came into manifestation. And he wasn't sure exactly what it was for there for a second. But all of a sudden, behind him, he heard a man shouting and screaming and saying, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And they all turned around, stopped, and got the man's story. And the story was, I don't remember the condition that was healed, but some sort of condition. And they, this is the story. He said, I saw all the advertisements. And I saw, you know, pictures of T.L. Osborne. And I saw this white man walking through the airport. Now, if you see, you don't know what that means until you're going to Africa. You know, it makes you feel a little bit, they understand a little bit how our African-American friends feel sometimes. Because sometimes there's a lot of white people. Well, over there, there's not a lot of white people. There's a lot of black people. And you're the white guy. You're the cream in the Oreo. You know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. But anyway, this guy said, well, I had seen the pictures of T.L. Osborne, and I saw from behind, maybe it might be him. I figured it must be because he's the only white guy in the whole airport. And so I came up believing that anointing that they were advertising is on him, and I touched him. When they had knowledge of him. Praise God. Glory, 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 glory. That power will flow here tonight. So that's all we're going to do on the preaching and teaching side. If you need hands or want hands to be laid on you, yes, please take that. Then we're going to lay hands on you. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm going to bring all my faith. And I've prepared myself, gotten myself in the presence of God, ready to minister with all the faith I have. And all that God's anointed us with. Pastor David's going to join me.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to double team the devil tonight. And so somebody said, what do? You come bringing all the faith you got. Praise God. And we'll join our faith together and believe that same anointing that'll flow into you. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. So ushers, how do we do this? Do you want to take a section at a time? I don't know how many people are going to be coming, but let's take this section over here. And then we'll take this section and then that section. Maybe there's not that many people, so we can do a couple at a time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say it out loud. I believe in the power of God.
I believe in the power of
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Y'all gonna come sing? Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus is still the healer today, isn't he? Whew, yes, I see that, Father. Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Reach out your hand toward these. Do one of two things. Either reach out your hand toward these, or you can do both of them, and pray in tongues if you want to, out in the audience. Those of you in the line, I encourage you not to pray in tongues, because not that that's wrong, but see, this is a time for you to take in. When you're praying in tongues, you're giving out. This is your time to take in. So, but those in the auditorium can either pray in tongues or sing with the team. Amen. But reach out your hand and release your faith with us. Praise God. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Is this for him? Both of you. Father, we lay our hands on them in the name of Jesus. Woo! There's your power. Thank you, Father. It drives out all infirmities in the name of Jesus. We lay our hands on you in the name of Jesus. Receive God's power. Is this for both of you? For him. We lay our hands on him. Satan, take your hands off of his body. And I command his body to function normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that power. We made Mama Shiki, Opaki Shiki, Boka Shikiki, Boka Kishiki, Masakaye. We release God's power into your life. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. I release my faith with you, ministering God's power. There it goes. God's Kishtakiye. Thank you for it. We lay hands on you. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah, Mama. You ready? Hallelujah. We lay our hands on you, Mama, in the name of Jesus. There goes God's power. Ooh, ooh, receive that. Oh, thank you for it. Thank you for it. She takes it. She takes it. Say it out loud. I take it. It's mine. My healing. My healer. He's ministering to me now. In Jesus' name. Did you need anything? Okay. Father, we lay hands on our sister in the name of Jesus to minister your power. Oh, thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Oh, my. Oh, Hishikiti. We thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lay muskitiye, muskitiye. Ha ha ha, ha ha. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into your heart. The ways God's going to use you, it's a glorious thing. It's a beautiful thing. And you're going to see some mighty miraculous demonstrations of God's power through you to others. So be open to it. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to work it up. Just be faithful. Prepare yourself. Spend time in his presence. Let him tell you exactly what to do. And as you do, you'll see some glorious results. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We lay hands on him for healing tonight. In Jesus' name. All right, who else? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This section, center section, has the center section come yet? They have not come yet? All right, come on up. Center section, if you want hands laid on you. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now your part is to believe that that power goes in you and receive it. So if you want to say that when hands are laid on you, that's fine. I take it or I receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over here. Father, thank you for our sister. We lay hands on her in the name of Jesus for her healing. Satan, take your hands off her body. We lay hands on our brother in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your power. Oh, there goes into his body. Satan, take your hands off his body. We lay hands on you. Oh, there goes. In Jesus' name, be healed tonight. Satan, take your hands off his body. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands on Mom tonight, Father. Be restored. I command Satan to take his hands off of her eyes. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Any other thing she needs, we believe she receives it tonight. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Be healed tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, power. Power. Receive that. Receive that. Masakiteke. Be healed tonight. Masaka. Praise God for it. Praise God for it. In the name. Masakaya. Be healed tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lay hands on our sister in the name of Jesus for the transfer of your power to her body. And we believe, oh, there it goes. There it goes right into you. Receive that power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we lay hands on Sister Donna. We believe she receives that power tonight. This is for him. Father, we lay hands on him in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off of his body. We command that to be restored. His body to be restored. Anything else? Hallelujah. Father, we lay hands on her. Oh, my. There it went. Right into you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my masike. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I said this to you before, but Lord, help me. Years being added tonight in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your body from the top of your head all the way down. Oh, there's more than healing here tonight. There's a restoration of strength. Oh, there it goes. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. For her?
She's got some allergies. She wants to be and her left eye is
open. Okay. Father, we lay our hands on her and in the name of Jesus. We command these allergies to be healed and the eye to be restored in strength in Jesus' name. Thank you. That anointing, it drives that out of her body, that weakness and that allergy condition. In Jesus' name, it's done now. Because we're in agreement and she receives it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. My. Oh, she kete ki ta ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. She kete. Maski kete. Prasakai. Prasakai. Tembra zoko che kete kete kete. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus to be healed. I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. We minister God's power in the name of Jesus. We command that to be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Askataye, baskataye, baskataye. Yeah, you were at the house the other day cleaning and I saw it and I didn't say anything about it. But prepare yourself. It's just right around the corner. That husband of yours in the name of Jesus. Yeah. He's being prepared. Your eyes might not see who it is, but he's right there. Asakiye. Oh, power in the name. Thank you for that power. Thank you for that power. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands on you, sister, believing for God's power to go into your body. Receive it and say it's mine. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, we lay hands on you. Masakiye, okiteye, okiteye, yeke. Oh, there it goes, right into you. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. We lay hands on Matt in the name of Jesus for your power that's you've anointed us with to go into him and drive that out of his body And we agree that he's healed by that anointing, by the faith of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be healed tonight. Take your hands off her body, devil. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you for God's power to be ministered to you, to drive that out. And according to your faith, be it done unto you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you've done in Brother Don's life. We minister God's power to him now again. And we thank you, Father, for his strength in his body and the recovery of every diseased or infirm condition in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. So this section over here, come on up.
I sent my word and healed your disease.
Thank you, Lord.
I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God.
Father, we lay hands on Mary and release God's power into her body. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We lay hands on our brother, believing for your power to go into his body. There it goes. There it goes. Power. We thank you for it, Father. Take a hold of that. We lay hands on you, sister, in the name of Jesus. Woo! God's power ministered to you. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, there it goes. Masakaye. Branzagite. Good to have you tonight, sir. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. We curse this disease. I command that he be restored in his body. Take your hands off his body. And we believe, Father, for your power to go into his body. And, oh yeah, begin to restore every disease condition in Jesus' name. Father, I lay hands on my brother. Woo, there it goes. Thank you, Father. I lay hands on my brother. Ah, Masikiye, yeah, for complete restoration of his body in the name of Jesus. That infirm condition will never return in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Be healed tonight in Jesus' name. We lay hands on you for God's power to minister to you. Be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, their throats, we lay hands on all of them in the name of Jesus for their healing. We thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' mighty name. Command that throat to be loose, to be healed. They take hold of it with us. We thank you, Father. We lay hands. Oh, there goes God's power right into you, Brother Frank. Right into you, Sister Lisa. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. We lay hands on you. Oh my, there went right into you. Masakiye, beka broge shikite. Woo, we pagarakiste. It's broge shikite. Masaka. Broshkite. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for our sister. We lay hands on her for God's power to be ministered to her. In Jesus' name. Be healed tonight. Woo! Yeah, stepping up. Stepping up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stepping up. You thought it was just getting married, but it's not. It's a step up. Grace, 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 much more grace. Two are better than one, especially in your case. Praise God. Ah, ha, ha. Praise God. My. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on Ann to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Ha ha ha. We come Asaki. Be healed tonight. Take it by faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight. In Jesus' name. We lay hands on you to be healed tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Father, we lay hands on LaDonna tonight. Boop, my. Power. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Satan, you will not have that part of her body in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Yes, continuous. Thank you for it, Father. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Father, refreshing. Yes, all that you've sown into your mom, Lord, be refreshed. She gets refreshed tonight. Ha ha ha. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Thank God. I am the Lord, your healer. Brother Carlos, come up here. Now, Father, that first phase, that which you have for him. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, not only in the teaching and preaching, but in the ministry of laying on of hands. Thank you for that fire in his hands. In Jesus' name. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, there it goes. My Shikite, there it goes. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Yeah, you'll be very conscious of it. You'll be very conscious of it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I just keep hearing the word refreshing. Some of us need a refreshing. Drunk again. She's drunk again. You know you don't laugh enough. Thank God. Ha ha ha. You ought to get refreshed tonight. Be refreshed. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mashakiye. Oh, okay. Come on up. Come on up. Hallelujah. Is this for healing?
I think it's refreshing.
For refreshing. You need a refreshing. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Ha, 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 ha. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed
in Jesus' name.
Woo. Praise God. Be refreshed. Woo. Be refreshed. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Be refreshed. Yeah, all that she's sown, all that time she's sown, going back and forth, refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. Master, be refreshed. Be refreshed. Woo! Glory to God. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. In Jesus' name. Be refreshed. Be refreshed. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
fucking Jesus. Be refreshed. Be refreshed.
Be refreshed.
Be refreshed. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Be refreshed. 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 Thank you. You know, you can shut the enemy up. He's been yakety yak yak. You can shut him up. The further you go in the spirit, the less you can hear him. Ha ha ha. So go further. That's what I keep hearing the Spirit of God say. Go further, go further, go further, go further. It's been good. You've gone a pretty good distance, but keep going further. Keep going further. Ha ha ha. And all that yakety yak yak. You know what I'm talking about. That'll go away. Praise God. Hey, hey, hey. I'm glad I came tonight. How about you? I don't think you were up here. No, no. Be refreshed. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Were you down here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory. You. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I just get this in my spirit. There's some children that have been having, I don't know if it's all nightmares, but anyway, the enemy's attacking them in the nighttime. If your children have been coming to you, saying something to you about it, bring them up here. Sometimes it's bad dreams. Sometimes it's just the enemy in their room. And they've not been sleeping. They've been telling you about it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, if you've got a prayer cloth, it's probably, yeah. Praise God. Bring them on up. Bring them on up. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Now, parents, you're the main one that's going to get in faith about this. However, there's more to this than just us agreeing with you, praying and binding the enemy. You have to control the atmosphere of your home. You know what I mean? Not having things in there that is oppressive, so forth and so on. Amen. Everybody understand that? So there's more to it than this. Honey, come up here with me. How many of you know the devil's a meanie picking on little children like this? Thank you, Father. Father, that oppression that tries to get on this child, we lay hands on this cloth so that when it's laid on the child, the yoke will be destroyed. That oppression will be destroyed. And Satan, the bloodline is around this home. You have no place in this home or in this child's life or in that bedroom. We command you to cease in your operations against the child in the name of Jesus. Right now, it's done. Thank you, Father. Is it both of them? Father, we lay hands on both of them and we say that the name of Jesus is now exercised and the authority of Jesus means this stops. We take authority over it and say no longer will that oppression be in their room trying to harass their minds and affect their dreams. In Jesus' name, they're covered by the blood.
Yes.
They're kept by the power of God. kept by the power of God. Satan, you have no place in this home. Take your hands off of the home. Take your hands off the children's minds. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood. We say divine protection now over that room where they sleep, over that room where she sleeps. Divine protection. We thank you, Father God. The enemy is bound. That strategy of his against her life, against her mind, to try to invade her thought life, invade her dreams at night. Father, we say it's done now. It's broken. We break the power of the enemy over that in Jesus' name. Father, we lay hands on this cloth so that when it's taken to this young girl, is it a girl? Little boy. So that when it's taken to this little boy, that will break. We command that the yoke to be destroyed because of the anointing. Satan, take your hands off that little boy's life in the name of Jesus. That attack against their minds. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father God, the divine covering of this authority, of this ministry, because of the way this family receives our ministry, we bring our divine covering to this in their daughter's lives. In Jesus' name. Now you're done. Satan, leave. Get out of their life. No more oppression in the nighttime. No more oppressive dreams. No more harassing or oppression in their minds. In Jesus' name. They're kept and covered in the blood. In the name. Is this for you? We lay hands, huh? Both of you? Okay. Father, we lay hands. Oh, there goes. Satan, yep, there. That leaves. It's bound. It's gone in Jesus' name. I just saw it. It just took off like a shot. Thank you, Father. There it goes. Same with you. Same with you. Same with you. Bound. No more. It's done today. In Jesus' name. Now, Satan, you will not touch his mind. You will not touch his room. You will not harass his thought life. You will not torment him with those dreams. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood over his life. We come into agreement with mom and dad. We come into agreement for complete keeping of his mind from that attack of the enemy. Satan, you are done tonight. That oppression is gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is that everyone? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Are you in agreement with that? The devil's a meanie and he's done.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just thank him one more time. Thank God for the power of God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're so grateful for the flow of your power tonight, Father. We thank you, Father. Everyone that had hands laid on them, that power's working in them tonight. It's gone into them in Jesus' name. Now, those of you watching by live stream, if you needed something and you're needing something that was flowing here, you just take it. Reach out your hand towards the camera and say, right now, I take what's flowing in that room. I take it into my life. I command healing power to flow into your life, to flow into your body. And we break the power of the enemy over their lives, those that are watching. In Jesus' name, be free. Be free. Be free and be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Right there where you are, lift your hands up. I don't care who's around you and who's listening. Just lift your hands up and begin to thank him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in agreement with them, right? Let's lift our hands one more time and thank God that they're free. Praise the Lord. 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 Turn in testimonies and let us know what God has done, because we like to keep on sharing it. That encourages other people. Yes. I said it encourages other people. Praise the Lord. And just keep on saying, the power of God's working in me. Power of God's working in me. Hands were laid on me on Sunday night, September 29th. 8 o'clock or 8:15 or whatever it was. And that was your point. Did you release your faith? Amen.